We won our first championship this year, and I'm just super excited. Obviously, we put in a lot of hard work. I'm proud of our players. You know, we hit some adversity this year, but for the most part, we were consistent. We worked hard. We talked about this stuff since summertime, and it's just awesome to cut down our first nets of the season, and I'm just hoping that we can continue to do this.
I remember Media Day, the polls had just come out, and you were picked second in the Valley, and you all made it known that you felt some disrespect with that. How proud are you of this team to not just want to compete for the title, but to actually go out and do it?
Super proud of every last one of them. You know, I just think that we are a great team and we have great individual players. And we did say that in the beginning and throughout the season that we felt disrespected because nobody picked any of our kids all conference. They picked us second, which, you know, I wasn't as mad about that. I was mad really that no, we didn't have anybody on the team. And I just think that we proved how, you know, we got strength in numbers and we have really, really good players. And when we play together, I mean, I just feel like we can go, I mean, the sky's the limit for this team when we play together and we're clicking on all cylinders.
Alexa, your senior season, I mean, go out there and get this done. Something even with how great last year was, you guys weren't able to accomplish to get it this year. Just how good does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, something I haven't gotten like before in my 3 years here, but this is my fourth year. So it's really cool to have accomplished that. And we don't want to stop here, though. We want to keep going. We want to keep improving, keep progressing. And we still have goals to reach. So that's what our eye's on now.
You said all the way out there. What's all the way?
Well, I want to win the conference tournament, obviously, and then I want to be better than Sweet 16, you know. I don't want to settle for what we achieved last year. I want to keep improving, keep getting better, and I think everybody on the team has that same mindset.
One of those other goals that you all talked about is to go undefeated at home.
Yeah.
And you have senior day,
mm-hmm.
One more day left to do that. Just how important is that goal to you, and how nice would it be to get that done on senior day?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge goal for us. I think last year we really wanted it, and we lost at home, and I think we were all pretty devastated by it. So this year we definitely, I think Saturday we're going to be coming out ready to go and just really want to get that win so we can have that home wins.
Alexa, if you could just reflect a little bit on, I'm sure that, you know, probably after the loss to Stanford, the sting of that had gone away. You turned your attention to your senior year, and this is probably what you imagined happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, you know, Coach Harper leaves, and there's a little bit of uncertainty who's coming in. And so it's been maybe a little bit of a winding path to get here. But just if you can kind of reflect on the journey from that moment at the end of last year to now.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think about. Like, that all happened in a year. Me and Abby Hipp were talking about that the other day. But Coach Mox has made the transition really easy for all of us. And I think we have such a tight-knit group here. And she just really embraced us and loved on us and just wanted to make us all better. And she knew greatness was in us. And she just kept pushing us to be better. And just she improved us even more from last year. So I think she's come in and just really taken that role and has really done a great job with us.
Coach Mox, kind of same question.
I'm assuming. Aww.
you at least hit the first goal of many goals, not the last goal, but the first one. And so, you know, now having a chance to kind of reflect on that, you come into a group that's already tight-knit and having accomplished a lot, but that's still a challenge to now get them to buy into to you and what you want to have them do. If you could just kind of reflect on the last year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we were talented, but I do think that we had to get better individually, fundamentally at some things. So I thought there was a lot of room to improve, even though we were good already. So to me, I just wanted us to go from good to great, I guess you could say. You know, we are a good team just as far as like God-given talent and the things that they've worked on before we got here. But I just wanted to see if I could, you know, fix our deficiencies individually and then just get, you know, the things, our strengths, make them better, you know. But it wasn't just my style of play and, you know, things like that. It was also the culture and just continuing to bond the team and just get our synergy together and our camaraderie. They had it, obviously. You saw them in the Sweet 16 run. But that's something that's always evolving to me. You can always continue to work on that. So I just wanted to focus on, like, some of the intangibles, but also individually, you know, fundamental stuff. And then just playing faster. My style of play is, you know, I want to get up and down. You know, I want to be disruptive defensively. And so I just instilling that because I felt like we had really good athletes. We had high IQ players, and they would flourish in that system and style of play. So obviously, there was already good players, and when I came in, there was a lot of pressure. People were trying to put pressure on me. Oh, you got to do better than last year and all that stuff. But I never even, like, I don't talk about, you know, really the Sweet 16 and all that. I talk about the next game and then reaching the goals that we've set, being undefeated at home, winning the title, regular season title, winning the conference tournament, and then making a run in the NCAA tournament. I just wanted to make sure we just broke it down game by game and just continue to get better.
Ellie, your threes always seem to fire up the team. You get the one at halftime, you end up with five. Just How cool was this moment for you?
It's an awesome moment. I mean, I was talking to Tom Ladd on the radio a little bit ago, and just it's mind-blowing that we haven't had a regular season conference title since 2012, and we're finally bringing it back to Springfield. It feels great. But credit to my teammates. They found me when I was open, and I hit most of my shots, which feels great. Rolling into the tournament next weekend, it's where we want to be, all of us. We feel great, and we're ready to keep marching.
And Coach, you say your first ever press conference, you wouldn't waver from championship expectations to deliver with a Valley regular season title in your first season. What does that mean?
I mean, it means everything, but I credit to the players and my staff. I mean, I think I have a really good staff. You know, they're all, you know, extension of me and my morals and ethics. I made sure of that when I hired them. So, you know, they're team and family oriented. They have great individual relationships with our players. So it's not just me. And our players bought in, you know. So sometimes you can come in with all these goals you want to set and your system and your culture and all that. And if the players don't buy in, then you're not going to be successful. So, you know, that's why I credit our players. You know, I'm hard on them sometimes, and they always respond, you know, but I try to love them up just as much as I'm tough on them, or probably even more. So I'm just super proud of everybody in our program. I think that everybody wanted to win championships, and this is just the start of it. And then when you look at, you know, our team, I just think our depth is really what helps us. Like, if you even look at today, we have 6 people in double figures, which I think that was the first time all season. And that is awesome, you know, on a night that we know, because we were laser focused. We knew we wanted to win this championship tonight, and we just did a great job just all around on the stat sheet.
Coach, what was the message at halftime, and how big was it coming out as hot as you guys did in that second half?
Well, we just had to make a few defensive adjustments, and then also make sure we're running our offense better and getting into it quicker. So we just, you know, our energy was right, our focus was right, but we just had a couple of slip-ups and hit some adversity. They made a good punch and a good run, and we just had to respond. So that was the message, and I think everybody just, you know, was on the same page, understood the adjustments we needed to make, and we went out there and did it.
Coach, not only are you cutting down nets, but you're doing it at win number 25, the most of any Valley First Euro head coach ever. Just, you know, in your wildest dream, when you came in here and you took this job, was this the bar you had set for yourself, or is this just even beyond maybe what you were expecting from even a great team like this?
It's crazy because I don't really set goals for myself except for to win. So most of our goals are just team oriented, and then, you know, I didn't even know about all that stuff coming in, like the 19 wins and the 25 and all this stuff, until it started happening. And, you know, Ben and other people were telling me, and I was like, oh wow. So I don't take it for granted, because there's a lot of great coaches that came through Missouri State, you know. Some still come to games and all that, you know, Cheryl Burnett, you know, all the great coaches that come through, and there's been a lot of great coaches that come through the MVC. So to have that record, I definitely don't take it for granted, but I'm just, you know, I get a little weird when I got to talk about myself. I just really am team and family oriented. So I'm more proud that we're cutting down nets than, you know, the 25 wins.
I'll let someone else talk about you then. Alexa got a chance. How special has this journey been with Coach Mox here in this year? Ellie?
Oh, Coach Mox and her coaching staff, I just think the world of them and just the impact that they have made, not only on the basketball court, but in my life and my teammates' lives. We haven't even known them for a year, and just the impact that they have just had is unbelievable. And we really, really lucked out with these people. And like Mox was saying, she's very team and family oriented. And I mean, you couldn't ask for a better support system than this right here. So, whoa. Thank you, Coach.
You're gonna make me cry on camera.
Coach, just talking about how huge these remaining games are. I mean, a lot of times someone wins a championship, well, you know, you sub in a lot of players next game. You guys are still playing for a lot right now.
We are. You know, we also want to be undefeated at home. You know, senior night's going to be a big one. We want to send Willie and Mika out the right way, you know. And I think that's a huge goal. But then also going down to Moline and just, you know, getting a back-to-back. You know, that's not easy to do. We know that everybody's going to be gunning for us. We've had a target on our back all year. You know, it's not going to be easy, but I believe that we can do it. And I know our players believe that we can do it. So we just want to stay focused on the grind. And then when we get that one, we celebrate that one. And then we just find out where we're going, you know, or if we're playing here, what seed we're going to be. And then we'll just attack that too. But I'm just super proud of the team. And I just know that, you know, just getting a taste of this championship, we're going to be hungry for more.
Alexa, nice to get this locked up. So now on senior day, you can kind of just enjoy the moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like today I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Except when I dribbled that ball off my foot.
I knew she was going to say that. I knew it.
I got so excited. I was like, yay! but no, yeah, I'm definitely just going to enjoy Saturday and just take it all in because this atmosphere and just this team and the coaching staff and the fans, it really is something special, and I'm lucky to have experienced it. So
11 three-pointers tonight. When you went up there to cut down the nets, was it still warm or is it cooled off yet?
It was burning hot.
Burned my hands.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.